first episode of my podcast, and I'm not feeling too good emotionally, and I guess I'm here today to talk about that. Basically, life as a teenager sucks. Like, it really does. Probably because we're always thinking with our emotions instead of logic. Life would probably be better if we weren't so emotional about things, you know? But, you know, I can't really do anything about that, so... why is it that why is it that we find the most trivial things to be blown out of proportion? Like let's say if a girl leaves me on red, it's like that hurts me. And like, you know, that's why I'm here today. And like, sure, she probably didn't do it on purpose, but like, just it happened, it hurts. I don't know why. But social media is not too healthy. Especially not for me. But I'm not gonna quit it, of course. But like, I don't know. Just being on social media sucks. Like, it really does. Especially for girls. Girls are always like comparing themselves to unrealistic figures. You know, like Kylie Jenner or some shit. It's kind of gay. Damn. I really don't know what I'm doing. But, hopefully people give this a listen, you know? Life just sucks, you know? Like, for me it does, but you know what? Just gonna live day by day, and it gets better. Well, for me, I know it's gonna get better, cause even though I may get hurt by, you know, a girl that I'm really into, at the end of the day, I'm still a narcissistic 14-year-old, so. I admire myself way too much, so yeah, she isn't enough to hold me down. And just being on this talking about it makes me feel better in general, so yeah. Summer sucks, especially when you have like no friends and you're just a loner, just in the if you're me, you're just in your room by yourself, you know, doing nothing but playing video games, and you wish you could socialize, but like, you know, sometimes you can't, and I really wish I could sometimes, cause like, I don't know, I'm an extrovert, but, you know, I'm gonna have to adapt to become an introvert. That's even possible. I doubt it is. But yeah. I really try to make it work with this girl, but I don't know. I feel like I overreact too much. I should stop doing that. I'm also way too impulsive. Damn. Need to work work on myself. Life can be pretty depressing sometimes, especially when you're a teenager and, you know, like I said before, all you do is mostly think with your emotions. You know, I'm gonna start ignoring my emotions, like, you know, not completely ignore, like, whenever I am feeling down, I will acknowledge them and, try to make myself feel better. But when it comes to my viewpoint on most things, I'm gonna have an objective outlook on it. It's not really, it's the best I can do right now. And I'm pretty lonely, sadly. Loneliness is becoming more common every day. I think it might have something to do with technology. Yeah, fuck. Like, imagine what we would be doing if we had no TVs, no cell phones, no laptops, none of that shit, just ourselves, you know. We'd be interacting with people all the time. But we don't really do that anymore. People are always just focused on a screen. It's depressing. And I'm sorry if I make any of you people listening depressed. Shit sucks. But, I don't know. It's pretty sad. I'm in pain emotionally, and, like, I can't really do anything about it. Well, I can, you know, and I am right now talking to myself. But it's quite therapeutic, I'd say. I'm not gonna lie. And now I'm taking vitamin supplements and shit, and they make me feel pretty good, I'd say. Especially vitamin B12, because that shit will give me quite a bit of energy. So yeah, it's like a mini Adderall, but you know, not as strong, of course. Just kind of. Also sucks because we go through a lot of phases. Well, I know I have, like, phases of emotions, and it just sucks. And sometimes being a teenager, you know, while you're going through a bad phase of, like, sadness and anxiety, you'll let that affect their school. And then that'll affect their life choices. And then they'll end up with a shitty life just because of a phase. I mean, and that's why I've thought about it. I'm not gonna lie though, as a 14-year-old, religion kind of has helped me with my emotions. I mean, I don't go to church or anything like that, but before I go to sleep every night, I will, like, say, like, a really small prayer, and, you know, it helps me go to sleep, and, it makes me feel a little bit more confident the next day, you know. Well, a small podcast like this every day, and that's pretty much it. Well, you know, we're not over yet, but being a teenager sucks, like it really does. I mean, actually, I wish I was a teenager, like in movies or some shit, where I'm always hanging out with my friends and doing dumb things. But you know, of course, I'm a loner and I have no friends, and the only time I socialize is during school, and even then, I really only talk to like 3 or 4 other people. And the girl that I like, you know, we've like, I know she finds me attractive, but I think she finds my personality to be unattractive because I'm pretty eccentric. So like, I don't know, then I'll overreact, and then like, you know, not in an angry way, but I feel like she's distancing herself from me, and it kind of hurts, because, like, she's the closest friend I have here, ever since I've moved from Vegas to this really small town, and, it's been 9 months since I moved from Vegas, and yet I still miss my friends over there, and every day I talk less and less to them. I'm gonna stop talking to them one day completely. I don't even know what to do anymore. Better. I wouldn't consider myself like depressed or anything. I just consider myself to be kind of down. That's another thing about teenagers that is like I find really dumb. Like a lot of teenagers will, especially female ones, they'll self-diagnose themselves with depression, and it's really like kind of cringy because, you know, not a lot of people have actually experienced true depression, and yet people will consider themselves to be depressed when most of the time they're really not. They're just sad or in a dark place. Even in the darkest places I've been, I've never reached true depression. You know, like sure, I had insomnia. I was losing weight, losing interest in activities. But, like, I don't feel like that's actual depression. That's just, like, me feeling shitty and, you know, my choices reflecting on that. Like, you know, not being able to sleep, not eating, getting bad grades. You know, and I'm going to have to recover from that because I'm going to have to repeat, quite a few classes my sophomore year because, failed a lot of them freshman year, and I don't know, being a teenager really does suck. I feel like it's worse to be a teenager today than it was in the past. In the past, for teenagers, probably was just gossip, like, oh my god, Becky, like Joshua, or you know, whatever the guy's name will be, and that's it. And if you know they don't like each other, tough luck. But like, now you can do a lot of things, especially since we have social media. You can use it to humiliate people and make fun of people. It's kind of like an emotional weapon. Suck. Sometimes I wish that sometimes, a lot of the time, I wish I stayed in Vegas. Moving from there felt really crappy. Especially, like, you know, I moved to this small town 9 months ago, and I still haven't really made any friends, you know. Like, we don't message each other at all. Well, I mean, like, I'll talk to some people, but, like, they won't message me during the summer. And it kind of sucks, you know. So I guess, all I really have this summer is just, this podcast. Because, I don't know, this podcast is going to be the only thing that really helps me to cope with my emotions that I don't really like. But hey, if it works, then I'm glad. So yeah. But yeah, that's all I really had to say. Even though this is not really a podcast, it's like less than 20 minutes. At least I tried, you know. But hopefully this will be bigger and better in the future, and hopefully it won't be as awkward, you know. So yeah.